Hey, God bless the folks down in Mount Vernon, Ohio. Listen, all the nation now has heard about the deaths of three and the 13-year-old still alive. She's had to have gone through a lot of trauma. She was the one found bound and gagged in Matthew Hoffman's basement when the law enforcement showed up. Now, everything I've seen, man, law enforcement really did a good job at dealing with and, well, coming down on Matthew Hoffman. Now, this is a guy from out of state that came down there to live there. He was on probation the very end of it. He'd been in prison. He'd been stalking and taking pictures and doing some weird stuff. Now, people, every report says that there was some weirdness going on. I would love to find out whether he's multiple because of the pictures that I've seen. And, well, let me say hello to my friend Dave down there, a contract agent at one time anyway for the feds. And just kind of hiding away down in Mount Vernon, Ohio. And listen, I saw today, brought me to tears, all of you dear folks out there last night, candle, holding a vigil last night. Just hundreds and hundreds of individuals praying and weeping and thinking about the senseless slaughter of two women and a little boy who were put in garbage bags and stuffed into a hollow tree out in the woods. Now, that's, again, one of the reasons why at the front of Shatter's website, you know what it says, don't you? It says, confronting the rise of radical evil. Confronting the rise of radical evil. Well, this is Russ Dizdar. This is Shatter Broadcast Live. It is Friday night, November the 19th. And man, it's going fast. All I see everywhere is stuff about Thanksgiving. The songs of Christmas have already started. And the sales, I'm telling you what, it is a it is an incredible market. How it all works. Well, today, listen, we're going to do a kind of a breakdown of three specific things tonight. We're going to touch on the skeptics. We're going to touch on globalism and George Soros and our need to be, what are you going to do with the information you receive and you collect? Before we get into all that, I got to give you some news concerning the World of Warcraft and as how I have just kind of engaged this whole gaming issue because I've never been a gamer. Not enough time. I don't even have time for Facebook. And good news today. I think I answered probably 35 emails earlier this morning. I'm shifting my schedule and turning things primarily so I can respond to individuals. Let me tell you why. So many of you that have been writing have been saying things that have just more than ever caused me to realize how vital and important this door that God has given at this time in history. I'm glad for the comments. I'm glad for the sense of friendship that so many of you write with that I am just absolutely blessed. I also got on the alert phone line, and I will respond to that probably next week about MK Ultra. So we'll take a look into that also. Now, somebody writes concerning, now this is the gaming called World of Warcraft, and because of the new title, Cataclysm, World of Warcraft, and because individual had thought that maybe it was very similar to the concept of Black Awakening, the chaos before the new order, and as I looked into all of it, there's no question, all of the lingo is there. So those that are doing the gaming with World of Warcraft not only are dealing with good and bad demons and spirits and spells and powers and, you know, how to use them in winning. And it's pretty amazing. So I got another note here. I'm going to quote from it. No names this time. It says, you are right on World of Warcraft. This is satanic darksider symbolism in the game. There are Baphomet-type graphics in the game, the pentagram, druids, shamans, undead, ghouls, shadow priests, etc., etc., etc. And that's just scratching the surface. So, I just want to say thanks for writing this and sharing this. Goes on to say, quote, the Cataclysm expansion sees the virtual world of Warcraft crushed and torn asunder by raging elementals brought about by cult rituals done by doomsday cults and the return of the dark dragon. Now, listen, you've got some biblical themes, you've got some in today's themes here, but as I looked at, you know, World of Warcraft, of course, there's no answers to it. Of course, there is an elimination of the concept of Christ, as there will be in all New Age Luciferic globalism and the rest of it. Appreciate this, said that has come in, and I have another one here that an individual has written to me. Here's where it says, I listen to your program every day. Well, let me say, first of all, thanks. I'm going on with the quote. I have had some rough run-ins with the supernatural. And so there's some information about the New Age and, you know, their engagement. Quote, again, having been a true World of Warcraft addict back in the day, and being aware of the many occult symbols that pervade our everyday experience, usually below the conscious threshold. Now, he talks about a particular symbol. He sent me all the symbols. Let me just say this. I attempted to download. I must not be that good of a tech on this issue because I haven't been able to unzip the file yet. But we're going to take a look at this again, probably Tuesday, and I'm going to go over the symbols. I'll probably have it figured out by then. And he talks about actually sending a letter to a game master, an employee of Blizzard, the company that owns World of Warcraft. And this friend's letter was questioning this company employee about the origin of this. See, again, here's where presuppositional analysis, becoming a spiritual analyst, here's where you analyze. Well, if all these themes are in the World of Warcraft gaming, if there are literally hundreds of thousands involved playing it, hour after hour after hour, if they're now adding the concept of a coming cataclysm to pave the way for a new world order, who are the writers? Who actually comes up with the material that eventually becomes the game? And anybody doing the game definitely is going to be involved in the concept. Listen, this is a consuming concept. I used to say millions, but I'm going to tell you now, billions around the world understand. They not only feel it in the air and what is coming, they see the dismantling, the destabilization, and all the rest. And, well, it's showing up, as we've said, primarily politics, military, economics. There's the three that Luciferic globalism is bleeding into more than ever. But, again, building consciousness, building concept. This is something that the ascended master that stood next to Alice Bailey and dictated 21 volumes of the most flat-out didache of daemonia, doctrines of demons. Now, I'm saying that if you understand inspiration of the scripture, you've got to understand inspiration of the writings of Helena Blavatsky, Alice Bailey, which literally is foundational writing for hundreds of millions worldwide now. That's how broad the influence. It's inception spiritually. An entity actually led the guide and guided the writings. And now those writings talk about in the consciousness. You know, it's the idea that on the other side of the veil, the demonic realm, and then literally placing into the collective unconscious in allowing a kind of global development of a consciousness of both an evil to come and a promised new order. Now that is really, when you have presidents and prime ministers, when you have the UN, when you have around the world New Age groups setting up convergences and meetings to speak out and do the Luciferic invocation, which kind of seems nice, but they're not talking to the Lord God of heaven and earth. So the doorways are wider than ever. The doorways are clearly here. I want to say again, thank you for these that have written in about this. And for the one that has sent the alert, actual verbal message in concerning MKUltra, we'll take a look at that over the weekend probably. I'm going to be out of state again and be back. Might even do the Monday show from out of state, but we will be back on top of it next week. Today, though, the 19th, we're going to deal with, and I want to touch on the issue of skeptics also. Many of you who are biblically oriented know that in the context of biblical revelation, as we've been saying very clearly, that there is clearly the Spirit of God has given insight concerning the the existence of individuals that would be scoffers in the last days. You have probably read about this in 2 Peter in the context of the end of days and all that's going to happen. Now, this is very important because when you look at the biblical prophecy, it's as if God, not only in that day, but here and for the end of days, has clearly answered the issues already. That's true on all levels. That's what makes, again, studying the Scripture well and knowing the Word of God well and getting that content inside of you. For the sake of living and knowing and knowledge and so forth, it is absolutely vital. It's really, when I see weak believers, I see usually also illiterate, biblically illiterate. When I see believers that can't understand the days that we're in, I see that they have not really been fed, studied, taught, or on their own studied and read the content, systematically, the content of the end of the days. Well, I'm looking at now 2 Peter chapter, the third chapter, and it's very clear what is said here concerning the end of days. And it's very clear about those who are going to be, well, in this whole second book of Peter is very, again, vital. It's just absolutely spiritual, cutting edge food for the soul. We're told to understand clearly that in the last days, you want to know one of the signs of the last days? It's spoken about in 2 Peter chapter 3 as clear as day. One of the signs of the last days, along with everything else, is going to be scoffers. And here's what it says about those. I mean, they're going to scoff about the end of days. They're going to be seeing all the stuff going on in the world, like some of the really hot, angry atheists lately. All they can do is rail against God and religion, but they have no answers. And they're mad because they see a world dismantling and crumbling and falling, but they have no answers, and their only way to blame things is the satanic methodology of the days of Job. You know, strike up, you know, Satan hits Job, Satan does it all, but the whole goal is blame God. In the end of days, with the ramping up of the dark side, comes the corresponding destruction, and deception always leads to it, and their presence in the world, in a human life, in a family line, in a city, in a nation, is always toxic. They never come just one. They all come to open doors to bring more and more and more and more. And that's the biblical picture, that the goal is that literally hundreds of millions of them would come across. Now, I'm going to tell a story. Years ago in the college days, right after getting out and, being involved in ministry, doing other things, I worked another job for a while. And I was hired to go from store to store to do carpet cleaning and landscaping. And then they taught me how to go after the cockroaches. They gave me the big canister and the breathing mask and all the rest. And they sent me. I was in Alliance, Ohio at a restaurant they owned. They owned four or five, a string of restaurants. And so they opened this thing in the ceiling back where the kitchen was and said, well, you got to go up in there and spray this stuff all over up in there. So I get up into the rafters, pretty big place up there. And over towards the corner, I saw some cockroaches running around. I'm going to tell you the true story. Here it goes. In a restaurant, up in the rafters, people are downstairs eating. So I spray some of this, I guess, poison. And as soon as it begins to land, I don't know where they came from. I don't know where they were hiding. But hundreds of cockroaches began to come out of nowhere. And just, they were like going frantic. They were just pouring out. It was bizarre. I backed up, and I sprayed all the more. But I had to keep backing up till I got to the hole in the ceiling and came back out of there to tell, you know, and tell them what's going on up there. Let me tell you something. If you don't understand the dark side and the hundreds of millions coming out of nowhere, it seems like, crossing onto our side. One agenda, the methodology is the same, the nature is the same, but it's now broader and wider than ever in history, and it's leading to, well, the greatest of deception and the greatest of destruction in the end of days. And here's part of the prophecy. Here's part of what the Spirit of God has given as cutting edge. Now, I'm going to tell you again, this blows Nostradamus. This blows Edgar Cayce. This blows, you know, the psychics and all their stuff. All of that counterfeit attempt out of the waters. Again, with accuracy. And again, I'm going to say for those really involved in futurology and, you know, you're a futurist and you're looking even at the technology of WebBot, okay. But it still cannot come anywhere close to the definitive heads up the Spirit of God has given. So you've got the cream of the crop when it comes to biblical prophetic revelation. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3 deals with, in the last days, one of the signs, scoffers. I mean, now we're talking about individuals. What are they going to do? Well, here's what it talks about. Again, the Spirit of God already 2,000 years ago gives this picture about, you know, what are they going to be saying? It doesn't just say they're coming. But he gives the focus of what's going to come out of their mouth. Where is this coming? He promised. Ever since our fathers died, everything goes on as it's since the beginning of creation. Listen, when you read this, please understand that these very arguments are found in New Age writers, spirits that are guiding them, convincing them. That's why there's a complete denial of and shoving to the side of the visible second coming of the Prince of Peace, Christ, and a replacement version out of New Age foundational doctrine that tells us that a Christ spirit, that a Christ presence, that's what's going to come into the world. Oh yeah, a world teacher is going to come to lead us to an evolutionary development. Listen, you know what I've got? For those that are brand new, my name is Russ Dizdar. ShatterTheDarkness.net is the website. And I put up a little extra note on Friday's live show that we're doing now. And over the weekend, we're putting up a broadcast titled, The Presence of a Lethal Force. And it simply says, and it's going to be helpful in saying, how can you detect? Now listen, the Luciferic presence, methodology, doctrine, and agenda. Once you understand the presence, the methodology, the doctrine, and the agenda from the content of the Spirit of God, your eyes will be absolutely, completely, spiritually cutting edge, able to look at political ideology, military developments, into the movies, into the gaming, into the music, into the symbolism, into the stuff. And you will be able to spot and be able to say, this is that which the Spirit of God has revealed. Here is the presence. Here is the methodology. Here is the agenda. Here is the doctrine. If you find methodology, if you find doctrine, if you find agenda, Luciferic, then you know that is inseparable from the living presence of that dark side. And the end of days, why do I keep harping on this? Because this is the critical issue. Politics, military, economics are the three. This is why I'm going to bring in George Soros a little bit tonight also. But touching on this issue of, of scoffers in the end of days. Again, all you got to do is go to 2 Peter chapter 3 and simply look at verse 3. Now, when you read about this, you're going to see the word scoffers. They're a mocker. Here are folks that are going to speak. They're going to be mocking. They're going to be out there declare. I mean, there's going to be a real unleashing of intimidation, bullying concerning the second coming of Christ. Please understand how this kind of prepares the way for the Antichrist himself. Please understand that the Antichrist, as again biblical prophecy says, is going to have a big mouth, going to be boasting, going to be slandering heaven, slandering those in heaven, slandering Christ. You've got to understand that the Antichrist, well, yeah, he's an instead of Christ, but in his volume of speech that I think will surpass Hitler by 1,000 times over. The sheer power of Homo Satanus, the sheer spiritual nature as he speaks politically, economically, militarily to the hearts and lives in the ruins, in the wreck of humanity from the great chaos and the great Black Awakening. You better believe the number one mocker, the number one scoffer will arise. But so it's not surprising to me that this prophecy again shows that many individuals, there shall come some in the last days. Now it says, you know what it says about them? They're walking after their own desires, their own lusts. Once again, like in many other biblical prophetic revelations, God not only says this is what's going to be happening down there in the future, but God will even quote what is going to come off the lips and even in the emotion of people in the future, even of the Antichrist. If you understand all of the biblical revelation about the Antichrist, there is no way you should miss. If the world understands the way God has profiled, detailed, outlined, and built the picture, that's why we're on a journey. On our website, we have a, it's called The Rise of Homo Satanus, and I think we've got 13 or 14 one-hour training pieces up concerning the Antichrist. Please understand that our goal is to go to 50 separate 1 hours. If you go to that website, shatterthedarkness.net, right-hand side, a little, looks like a flaming person coming up out of the flames. Clicking on it, The Rise of Homo Satanus, Antichrist, the Ancient Hate. There's an introduction, there's prophetic revelation, God's snapshot already done, the reasons why we should know, the Antichrist and the sign of the end of history, the many that will come before him. The Antichrist is Satan's idea, not God's. And so we go on, and we have put about, I think, 12, 13, or 14 in dealing with birth, occult birth, and the issue of Nephilim and agenda. But we still have, I think, like 55 titles, and we're going to continue to put those up, and we'll list the new ones on the front of Shadow of the Darkness and have that there for you when we have new ones up. But there's already hours, and the reason for this is, to get this broad and wide picture, to see this enormous picture that God has given, anybody that does not recognize the Antichrist, that again, you're going to find that the spirit of Antichrist is painting another picture, a world teacher, a world savior, a world helper, a political one. You know, you're going to get another picture that's going to bring a convincing to the world. But if you have what the Spirit of God says, you should be able to say very clearly, this is the Antichrist. Is Barack Obama the Antichrist? No. Is George Soros the Antichrist? No. Does the spirit of Antichrist operate? Now listen, I'm not saying that It's just some, you know, biblical head to yell it out. Do I believe that the spirit of Antichrist operates? Yes, here's the reason why. George Soros, the billionaire, who spent hundreds of millions of dollars to affect the voting in nations, the leadership in nations, his goal to affect the United States voting system, the incredible persuasion. Now, I was doing a lot more reading. I'm going to continue to do more and more. But I'm looking at George Soros, someone who is dyed-in-the-wool committed to globalism. The World Monetary Fund, a World Bank, a one-world economic system, a one-world political system, a one-world military that would back it all up, a one-world where the idea is that folks like George Soros would be involved in the control. So I'm reading some materials concerning him, not only seeing that he was willing to spend billions of dollars in order to get Barack Obama in the first time around. Now, many people are spouting off today about what just occurred in a secret meeting, George Soros and a lot of others concerning. You know what that meeting was about? About it affecting the political outcome in just a couple of years. Can you imagine someone from the outside of the United States right now, billionaire, that has a kind of messiah complex that is immersed in globalism? Listen, you know what I'm reading right now? I'm reading something to my left here where George Soros said that he's been waking up at 3 a.m. in the morning. Now, I want you to hear me out. 3 a.m. in the morning. He says his thoughts are stalking him like a alarm clock. Quote, now sitting in his robe, he wrote his ideas down longhand on a stack of pads. In January, Public Affairs will publish them as a book. And it's entitled The Bubble of American Supremacy. Now, an excerpt occurs in last December. This is a couple years ago now. December's Atlantic Monthly. He argues for a collective approach to security, increased foreign aid, and preventive action. He argues about bringing America down. He argues about collapsing the United States. Now, here again is that concept, voice to skull, influence. Here's a guy that has no faith in Christ, who's, looking at his spiritual life, I wonder, because of his childhood and where he came from and where he is now, because of this billionaire messiah complex and globalist ideology. What concerns me about it is this: sheer globalism does not exist without the spiritual presence in, upon, and motivating it. There is no globalism without the prince of the power of the air operative in lives and showing up in the ideology of politicians. This is why I'm going to say again, when it comes to Barack Obama, all of his cabinet members, Bilderbergers, trilateralists, they're all part of the concept of a new order, a globalism. I don't know if we understand that it's not old-time socialism. It's literally Luciferic globalism. Now, whether Barack Obama is a witting or unwitting, maybe both, the meeting that George Soros, the global billionaire that has affected nations, that has desired to infect nations, that believes that he plays a messianic role, a godlike role in that kind of procedure, and is an enemy of the state of the United States. I'm going to tell you right now, George Soros is an enemy of the United States of America, spiritually. If his goal is to collapse the United States, think of the audacity of that. Think of the ideology of that. Where does that come from? Who wants to collapse the sovereign nation? as much trouble as there is in the United States, as much hypocrisy as there is in the United States, as much as we can say there's this thing wrong and that thing wrong and this thing wrong, can I ask you a question? Could I be doing this show sitting in Russia? Could I do this show sitting in China? Could I do this show sitting in North Korea? How about Venezuela? How about Saudi Arabia or Iraq or Iran? I don't think we understand that we still have this massive, broad, God-given freedom that is still here in the United States of America. I don't think a lot of people still understand prophetic revelation, biblical revelation, inseparable from the gospel, under the umbrella of the command of the eternal God. God commands America to turn to Christ. God's will for America is to come, turn to Christ. That's true for you Russians. That's true for those of you in China. That's true for those of you in Saudi Arabia. If you read the book of Romans, chapter 16, start in verse 25. Once again, if we're going to approach the mission of God and how we need to speak to the world around us, become biblically literate. Understand the mind and heart of God. Understand the will of God, the knowledge of God, the wisdom of God, the agenda of God. This is the ideology of God. It involves God so loves the world. It involves the salvation aspect. That's why Christians in Russia, Christians in China, Christians in Iraq, Iran, or Saudi, they have an enormously hard time. And yet here we are with great freedoms. Every one of you in America, as a believer in Christ, you still have the freedom to go door to door, go meet with your friends, go to the coffee shop, share Christ, set up gospel concerts in the inner city, take out food trucks and minister and proclaim the gospel. You and I have still this moment of time, a window of opportunity. Don't ask me to go hide in a locker somewhere. Don't ask me to go, you know, stock up and get into my garage and wait till all hell breaks loose. What if it doesn't break loose for another 3 or 4 years? I'm not willing to do that. God didn't say do that. God didn't say, he told us to go to every highway, every byway, to compel them to come in. So I'm going to use this vehicle as long as God gives me this doorway. But we're going to use, as tonight, getting in a car, packed out. We're going to pump up prayers for 45 minutes, and we're going to go out evangelizing. And we're going to go out and target areas that are some of the worst and where there has been ritual crime. That's part of what we're going to do tonight. We're going to Alliance, Ohio. We're going to some areas where some horrific things occurred, where covens are. We're praying for revival in churches. We're praying to meet individuals to witness. We're praying to evangelize. And we're praying that those who slaughtered the two girls will come to justice. We're actually going to pray for the feds that are involved in this. And now that we've had a conversation with the feds, which in my estimation, maybe someone in the federal bureau can tell me, maybe I'm wrong, but I've worked with a federal officer and his wife for 4 years. I have taken information to local federal field offices. So in giving the information, here's what I see. Even in Kenneth Lanning, there is no concept in the ability to profile or investigate human ritual slaughter of lives when it comes to somebody with multiple personality disorder, those who have the subpersonalities. That's why I wonder down here in Mount Vernon whether it'll eventually come out that this man is a multiple. In a number of cases here in the greater Akron area, in 3 cases that involved the slaughter of humans, it involved the summoning of demons, the horrific bloodletting of human beings, torture, and killings. And in one of the cases, the perpetrators are still out there. So when we talk about what's happening in the world around me, please do not ask me to sit silent to the end of days. Can you find me the word of God that says that? Can you find me that at all? I think I see what Jesus says in Matthew 28 about, you know, going and making disciples and baptizing them, teaching them everything. when Jesus says, and behold, I am with you always. I love the words because we're talking about now God, you know, Christ, I've experienced this living Savior, his pulsating compassion for the salvation and the healing and the deliverance and the restoration of lives. God has a passion for your nation. It is spelled out in the Great Commission. Go to all the ethnos. Go to all the nations. Make disciples. Is that what we are doing? Look at again Romans 8, 16:25. Based on the biblical prophetic writings, the gospel, the highest revelation of God, and under the command of the eternal God, that all nations would repent, turn to Christ, obey God. So that's, see, I'm under the lordship of Christ. If I'm going to believe the word of God, I need to put it into practice. What God has to say involves nations, it involves politicians. Ancient prophecy from Psalm 2, 3,000 years ago, is a declaration specifically aimed at politicians and military leaders. God has given the great warning. We can use it prophetically, evangelistically. And I guess that's a little bit about what I'm doing now. So, for the feds that might recon, for the Infogard that may, you know, recon, for the Luciferian subpersonalities that do recon, in all this information, one thing's very clear. Jesus Christ loves you, died for you, rose from the dead, shed his blood. There's an answer about the origins, the endings, life, empowerment, and where the healing, where the help. Do you want to be embraced by God? Do you want to be loved by God? Do you want to feel that in your life? Do you want total forgiveness? Do you want the gift of eternal life with the Spirit of God dwelling in you, knowing that in the end, you know that you know that you know what's going to happen with great joy? And the coming of Christ, There is no greater scenario. The biblical revelation of the Prince of Peace and his return and what he's going to do and what is coming, the glorification, the millennium, all the rest, there is no more brilliant, awesome, beautiful, peace-ordering justice that will ever flow. It comes from the infinite. Problem is, so many, and some that listen to me right now, you've bought into the finite dark side's masquerade, counterfeiting every ounce of what God has already said and done. And all the counterfeits, though they are real in spiritual nature, power, abilities, enhancements, they are lethal. There's no question they will drag you to hell. And listen, if you end up in hell, I do wonder, will you remember that somebody passionately, with the consuming love of God, pleaded with you to get out now while you can? The Word of God says now is the day of salvation. Now is God's day of favor, and God summons you, calls you out of that darkness and into, well, the living Christ. Forgiveness, his power, his grace, his might, indestructible immortality placed into you. Does it involve genetics? Does it involve, listen, when you understand the glorification, sometime for those who are believers, if you understand the Luciferic counterfeit, evolutionary development to homo lumos, homo deity, the promise of the fallen cherub from Genesis 3 is embedded in all of the New Age movement, in all of globalism, in all of the 2012ers, in all of the remote viewers, in all of the psychics, and all, it's embedded. So there's two systems. There's two hands reaching out to humanity. One that says what it said in Genesis 3. Chuck God, spit in his face, drop his word, embrace the new word, embrace the new alternative, and you will evolve, develop, you'll be like God. You'll become gods. And that evolutionary development has never occurred. That promise has failed since the day it was spoken. Is there power in the promise? Yeah, satanic power is in that promise. Masqueraded. There is a presence in the mask. That's what sucks some people in. Voices, feelings, enhancements, abilities. And we haven't seen anything yet. It's going to go off the scales beyond anything we can even begin to calculate. Listen, I don't think even Webbot, with all of its worldwide spiders out on the internet, can handle what God has said will occur. Now, I got to stop for a second, because I mentioned to you about George Soros getting up in the middle of the night at 3 o'clock. This is something that happened to Hitler. Hitler would get up shaking in the middle of the night and point into some presence in the room. Someone asked him about what happens if he dies. He always talked to them about looking to the man to come, about another man, about another Führer, a world leader. George Soros was getting up in the middle of the night, vulnerable because he does not have the Spirit of God inside of him. George, you do not have the Spirit of God inside of you. You do not know the living Christ. You have been gripped by and have embraced the alternative. And the sense of your elitism and importance, well, that is a satanic psychological ploy. So many times, feeding the ego, feeding the sense of sheer power, all the while the puppet strings, the voice-to-skull communication, the involuntary thoughts, the involuntary feelings flowing in to political leaders, flowing in to military scientists and lab workers and leaders, flowing in to the economic elite in a dream. A dream state of globalism, a dream of a new age, a dream of a new world, a feeling of somehow, some way. It's a mirage. It is a spiritual mirage, and you're still in the desert of your own sin. It is a mirage that you see because the longing and the emptiness and the deadness of your own spiritual desert. Jesus gave the greatest of invitations, John's Gospel, chapter 7. George Soros, please read it. You know, Sorosites, please read it. Globalists, please read it. It is the greatest invitation to the immediate acquisition of the presence of God and all that comes with it. Jesus said it in this way, I tell you the truth, if anyone believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of their inmost being. That's where all the sin, that's where all the deadness, that's where our spirits are dead to God. That's where all the junk is. A cleanup, by the blood of Christ, a cleaning, a cleansing, a washing, a healing, a breaking of the satanic rites. And a ushering in of the living presence of Christ, of his new nature, of the Spirit of God, of the gift of eternal life, of the love of God, the joy of God, the peace of God, the power of God. Is there anything greater? Whosoever calls right now on the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, your life, your destiny changed. And there is nothing higher, there is nothing more glorious. What does it profit a man if he does gain the whole world and loses the soul? Value the soul? Jesus contrasted it to the sum total of everything. The sum total of everything is far less important than the human life. You're listening to me right now. God values you. Your value is measured at the foot of the cross where a sinless Savior gave his life, purposely planned, plotted, could have looked right into your eyes. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. This is the wood between the worlds. This is where death, hell, war, rape, senseless slaughter, that just occurred in Mount Vernon, Ohio? The 12-year-old little girl, the Mexican man that kidnapped her, did they find her? And yet we'll be out here in a few hours with some guys and a girl, talking and laughing and drinking some coffees and beginning to assess our night and begin to ramp up the prayers and to begin to feel the spirit of intercession and the compassion of God. What we speak about, it's not just information, not just a talk show, and it's surely not a game. Obviously, by the providence of God, you're here. And by the thousands upon thousands of you, many of you will listen to this later. You've been prayed for too. Everything said this moment in time, at whatever time. God, in his incredible omniscience, omnipresence, is able to embrace you. May God stretch out his hand to save right now, to heal, to deliver from dark powers and deception, to crush the Luciferic mask that is embedded in politics, its ideologies, its developments, in George Soros's billions of dollars that will fuel the Antichrist regime. I mean, does George Soros know that? His billions are going to support. Listen, if you're in the UN, listen, if you're in politics, listen. Even if you are a well-known military reviewer that pumps New Age globalism, you've now become the lure. You have no idea of the hook. And you're being flung out there to be used. In the end, that globalist glass house that'll be the most toxic presence politically, economically, militarily the world has ever known. The doorways will open so wide, as predicted by the Spirit of God, that the toxic presence manifested from the dark side will be here. You think you feel it in the air now? You think you feel it in movies now? You think you feel it in some music now? You think you see it in some lives now? You think you see ritual murder and slaughter now? We are days, we are weeks, we are months away from a burst off the scale of that presence, the Black Awakening, the rise of Antichrist, and the ensuing 7 years. It does come back down to us. It does come back down. And I'm going to say a word to the scoffers. Again, based on the Spirit of God and what he said 2,000 years ago that are now, right this moment, living words. There is such power in these words. God's life, presence, breath is in the words of God. I said it before, I'll say it again. The Bible's the only book whose author is present in and upon and with every time you read. So I pray for you that your Bible study is joyfully interactive. Skeptics about Luciferianism, the end of days. Skeptics about satanic ritual abuse. And I'm going to say this because I'm purposely putting out there the scaled down statistical numbers of 100 million. Four generations ranging from 62 all the way down to birth right now. Four generations of the grandma, the great-grandma, the mom, and the babies, the kids, that are multiple, that are chosen ones. And again, all over Russia, all over Europe, all over the Scandinavian countries, deeply spread out into England and by the millions upon millions in the United States, Canada, Australia. Why are they here? Who who created them, who's behind that. Do you understand? It all moves backward to a regime that knows what they're doing. Biblical prophecy shows us that that regime will be in place and will rise inseparable from the rise, the apocalypse of the Antichrist. Take a read of Revelation 12. The Antichrist doesn't rise without the full global. Do you understand? It's laced in supernatural secrecy. They understand their day has not yet come. They lust for blood. They lust for the anarchy and the chaos. They gloat over the coming glorious globalism. But what hell has spawned, hell will consume. What hell has spawned, hell will consume. There's only two sides of the fence. And you are on one side or the other. Skeptics, let me say a word quickly concerning those who are skeptics about it all. Here's what I found out, even within Christianity, even within among Christian leaders that are out there. Skeptics concerning the end of days, concerning the radical evil that is here and what's behind the basis of everything. I mean, one dear individual wrote me yesterday. Again, I'm not going to say a name, but was writing about how listening to all these folks and all this stuff and his engagement with a priest that he thought was really a holy man, but told him that Allah and that they were also of the faith. Basically, there are those who say it's all God. they have no idea what they're talking about. And someone that would say that would be a pastor or a priest, I would have to question whether they even know God, how the Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth, could be dwelling in them. And I understand the person shared with me in this email I already wrote back with I wrote back with emotion. I wrote back with a heart for that individual because of the spiritual confusion, the hypocrisy. It all has an effect. But you know what? Chuck the hypocrisy. Come back down to the simple, pure truth. Look at Jesus Christ. Everything that he said, everything that he is, all that he can be in you right now. Skeptics number one. Many skeptics are just simply ignorant. That is, they lack the information. They really don't know. Many of you that are listening to all kinds of folks on the internet and on talk shows and everything else, you've got a heads up. You're listening. You're literally worldwide now, probably by a few billion. There are those who are really looking into what's going on. And you're learning. And so there's so many others that are completely ignorant. How many times does somebody write me and say, you know, they know all about this, but they've got family members in the Episcopal Church, the Lutheran Church, or this, and they think this is all crazy, that end time discussion or demonization or globalism, that it's all crazy, and they won't allow us to even talk about it in the home. So based on ignorance, spiritual ignorance, unyieldedness to the Word of God. And again, showing a lack of biblical knowledge. Number two, indifference. There are those, maybe some listening right now, come on, indifferent. I don't want to know. I don't want to know because if I don't know, I don't have to face it all. I don't want to hear, you know, it's like the lawyer that said to me, Russ, I'm glad you're out there doing what you're doing because this stuff scares scares the hell out of me. That's what he said, a Christian lawyer. Glad you're out there. Glad you're doing it. Would to God that there would be a million powerful, strong, growing Philips, Acts chapter 8. Deborahs, Esthers, Nehemiahs, Daniels. Where are they? You're listening. I've asked God to speak to you about it. I've asked God to speak to you. You become the leader. You become the one with integrity and fruit bearing. You got to understand the living Christ is with you. The Spirit of God is in you. And if you step out in obedience, wow, what God will do in you. So let's, by the thousands of us, throw to the ground fear, spit on it. Look up into the face of God, put out your hand, and say, clothe me with the Spirit of God and of power. I will not back down. That's what John Knox did when he faced the wicked political queen of Scotland, Mary. She feared the prayers of John Knox more than an invading army. Number three, skeptics. Skeptics existed in Germany. There's no camps. Where's all that smoke coming from? There's no smoke. Where's all that ash coming from? There's no ash. Where did all the millions of people go on those trains? They're just being taken care of during the war. What were the ovens built for? Big loaves of bread? Or thousands upon thousands of humans being shoveled into them? Evils spawned in secrecy, develops behind the scenes. The good news about Mount Vernon is that it has drawn out hundreds and hundreds who are outraged, who are praying, who are joining together. And the sweet little 13-year-old girl that was left alive, she's got a lot of friends. Got a lot of agony she's going to go through, knowing that her mother and her mother's friend and the 10-year-old boy, by a human being consumed by what? Slaughter, stuffed into a bag and put into a hollowed out tree. That's the fallen world you and I live in. It's because of sin. The wages of sin is death. It is messy. It is bloody down here. And there's a Savior that weeps over all of Jerusalem, like us. How often I would have taken you up under my wings. How often he would have just healed us and helped us. But Jesus said, listen now for those Israelis that download. This is what he said back then. But you willed not. Your house has left you desolate. Oh, there is prophetic mass salvation coming to Israel eventually. And can come to anyone, Jew or non-Jew, right now, turning to the living Christ. Arrogance can be silenced in 2 seconds on the other side, in hell. Silence, realization, agony. Skeptics can't save themselves. Skeptics can't save anybody else. Scoffers can't do anything. And what about those who cover up? Well, we're at the end of the hour. The music is here, and I must close on a Friday night, the 19th. Remember us in your prayers, and please, for the entire work, if you feel it's beneficial, remember us in support. We love you. God bless you. See you Monday.